Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
You into Star Wars? Because it's Star Wars night. Like, are you or are your kids super excited about this?
I like Star
Okay,
Wars.
So that's a no, right? If you start the question, the answer of, like, are you into Star Wars, and it starts with, that's, you could say no, man. That's cool.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On the line, Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Okay, first a ridiculous question, then we'll get to some... Actually, we got a lot to talk about today. At any point in the Brewers front office, was George Webb hamburgers mentioned?
I mean, we talk about that every day. I don't know. I mean, we don't have to wait for a winning streak, so we're always about George Webb here.
See, Eric hassled me for talking about it too early. My threshold is when we get past 6 wins in a row, that's when you start, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but that's when you start thinking about, well, it sure
at
would
least
be nice.
Discussing it, yeah.
Getting in to be a little bit close.
No, I think we'll head over there even, you know, to break a losing streak. You know, you got to try something different. So, no, I'm all about George Webb.
Fascinated with this pitching duo of D.L. Hall and Quinn Priester. It's not a bullpen game where oftentimes a team will consider a bullpen game where you don't have really a starter that day, but they're going to have a bunch of guys throw a couple of innings. And it's different than like that opener where you have someone just in for an inning. This idea of having D.L. Hall and Quinn Priester almost just acting as like a combination starter between the two of them, it's kind of cool how that's been working out.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it has been a lot of fun, and I think it benefits the team in a lot of ways. I think there are ways you can line up, different matchups because one's left-handed and one's right-handed, and so you can try to find the right spot to bring in the next guy if things work out great. And a lot of times they don't, but it is nice when things go the way we have it planned, hopefully. And so it also, the other benefit is, it allows us to cover the rest of the bullpen because our bullpen has been great this year and they're just taxed. You know, I think they've just been working so hard and done a really, really good job. And so by giving the length to both of those guys, it really helps protect the other arms as well.
GM Matt Arnold with us this morning on Brewers 360. I guess it's my turn to ask you, Matt, again about Brandon Woodruff and just another crazy, like hopefully a small thing, but just another barrier in this guy's journey back to the big leagues.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I feel so bad for him. I was texting him a little bit after it happened, and he's in good spirits. You know, he's obviously worked so hard, and he wants to come back and help us. So I think it'll take a little bit more time here, but he was obviously throwing the ball really, really well on rehab, and just, you know, one of these unfortunate accidents. So sounds like he's okay. X-rays are negative, so he's going to be fine. It's just one of those that just pushes it back a little bit more. But he's been working so hard, and we're thrilled to have him back here at some point, hopefully very soon.
And quick follow on that, does that change your timeline? I can't remember how many days he had left on the IL or how that works.
He would have been back this week,
yeah, right?
Right.
I mean, I know it changes the timeline if we're getting him back here, but like, do you have to do more procedurally with how he's designated?
Yeah, we'll see how the evaluation goes and what the timetable is because we're still evaluating him. But yeah, I think it has a chance to push it back maybe a little bit. But again, hopefully not too long because there's no no broken bones or anything like that. So hopefully it's just a shorter time to ramp up and get him back here as soon as we hopefully possibly can.
Commissioner Rob Manfred had some interesting comments when he spoke this week during some owners' meetings. He talked about the automated balls and strikes system maybe coming into play as soon as next year during games. And then he also brought up the Olympics, Matt, this idea of during the 2028 summer games, which are in Los Angeles, discussing the idea of potentially incorporating major league ball players into the summer games. What do you think of that idea?
I mean, you know, it would depend on how they do that with the season. I think they do this in the NHL in different ways,
yeah.
Right? And so, I mean, the first thing I'm always looking at is just what's best for the health of our players. I have to be Papa Bear in some respects, you know, just to make sure we're looking out for our players and ourselves to some degree. But I do think it would be really neat if there was a way to have a representation from each team. And major league players obviously make that much more exciting Anytime you have professional players, I think that's really cool to be involved. So I'd probably need to see what the landscape looks like there as a whole. But I think it would be neat to have that, major league teams be part of it for sure.
So laying out my scenario, we've sort of workshopped this already,
yeah.
Matt. So,
great.
Yes, great. So write some of these down. You got a pen and paper? Here we go. So
yep.
the 28 games are like mid to late July this year.
In 28, rather.
So could you possibly, and I understand why GMs hate having their players play for anybody else other than obviously their club. But if you were to do it, so you extend the All-Star break, make it at least a full week. I guess it would probably have
maybe
to be two
weeks,
right?
Yeah.
Or I guess my plan is like, okay, if your guys go and play for the Olympics, you got that All-Star break that's now a full week, and then that second week or whatever, hey, if your guys are out, your guys are out. We go with who we got.
So the only reason why I know it's Thursday today is because I'm talking to you guys, and I can't really think too far ahead into 28. I love the idea there, and I think we're trying to just win tonight if we can. That's our brand, that's our motto, and that's what we're focused on. But yeah, and I think anyway, again, like we can get our guys involved, I think would be really cool.
Do you foresee, as far as the automated balls and strikes system that was used during the spring training this year, do you foresee that coming likely next year, if not sooner than that?
Yeah, I do. I think there will probably be some kind of challenge mechanism there. I don't really love the fully, automated strike zone. I like to have the, some kind of blend there, I think would be nice. And you saw the other day, I think Taylor Walls with the Rays got ejected for tapping his helmet.
Yeah.
That's going to be a no-no. But I think if you're able to review these types of things, and just get the calls right. I think that's what we all want, and as long as it doesn't take a ton of time, because I've seen the way they do that in tennis where they can quickly pull the strike zone up, like they do in other sports, and just like, I think it would be really neat. And so I think if there's a way to do it quickly and hopefully not fully automated, I think that would be a nice end game.
Some good ball clubs coming to town here in the longest homestand of the season that kicks off tomorrow, Matt.
Let's go.
Yeah, really excited. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and the team's playing great right now. So it's, the guys have some mojo going and should be a good battle. We always have our hands full with these guys like San Diego and Atlanta for sure. But, those are talented teams and they're fun to watch. So I hope everyone has a chance to come out and see us.
Vince is already talking hamburgers again, just to warn you.
Only 11 more. And here we go.
Let's go.
Brewers GM Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thanks Matt.
Man. Appreciate you guys. Thank
Brewers
you.
Brewers and Padres, 7:10 pitch when they get back to it tomorrow at American Family Field.